This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 24. This is number 9125. So this is a little bit different. This is not a letter. This is a telegram. And in addition to the telegram, there is a whole added letter that came from the Rebbe's secretaries. Although the Rebbe referenced to this letter, and it seems like this is all the approval of the Rebbe, so even though while officially this letter came in the form of the organizers of the Shnas Sameach, in 1966, on the 13th day of Nisan, was 100 years from the Histalkus of the Tzemach Tzedek, the Hilul of the Tzemach Tzedek. And the Rebbe made a very special fund at that time to publish all the writings of the Tzemach Tzedek, but the Rebbe wanted that on that day, on the 13th of Nisan, on the 100th year, the Rebbe made everybody, the different hanholas of the various different yeshivas and institutions, as his agents, to give a dollar to each one to exchange for at least for $2, or whatever every amount they wish to, and that would be a part that they get from that fund, that $1 to keep, and exchange it to yeshiva students, only $2, nothing more, and other people to get more for that dollar to use for the funds. And then Rebbe wanted this to happen on that day, and as we'll see inside. But the first is, this is the language of the telegram which the Rebbe sent for Yud Gimel Nisan, Tavshin Chavav, for the 13th day of Nisan in 1966. The Rebbe says, these are blessings for Chassidische Fabrengens on the Hilula, on the day of the passing in the Hilula of the Tzemach Tzedek, 100 year. And also a blessing for a festival of Pesach, Kosher, V'Sameach, and the Rebbe's signature. And here following comes the letter of the Maskirus, of the Rebbe's secretaries, as it relates to the 100th year. So here we have the Anholas Keren Hameya, the leadership of the special 100th, the fund of the 100th. The purpose of the fund is to publish. They want to publish the Sforim of the Tzemach Tzedek and his writings, and to spread the study of his teachings both in Nigla and Chassidus. And this is founded on the 100th year of his Histalkus, of his passing, Hilul Shaloi, which he was born in Tofresh Chavav, and this has been established in Tofshin Chavav, 1866 to 1966. This is the letter now, Baruch Hashem, from this Keren Hameya, on the 8th day of Nisan in the year Tavshin Chavav 1966, which is 100 years of the Histalkus Hilula of the Tzemach Tzedek, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe there, Maskiris, the Anhola, is addressing this to the organization and Chabad institutions wherever they are. May Hashem be with them. Shalom Uvracha. Based on the suggestion of the Rebbe of Chakad Mor Shlita, and as a continuation of the fund of Keren Hameya, it was suggested by the Rebbe, they're writing in their letter, and this is also as a continuation of the collection, the appeal called Keren Hameya, the fund of 100, the 100th year. As was explained in the Sicha that the Rebbe spoke in the Shabbos Parshas Re'ei, which was the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, in the year Tavshin Chof Hei, that's the year before, 1965. In order to give an opportunity to each one of the Chabad organizations and institutions, to its leadership, to its members, to its supporters, etc., to merit this special merit on the day of the Hilula, of the passing of the Tzemach Tzedek, which is the 13th of Nisan of the year 1966, Tavshin Chof Vav. That is 100 years to his Histalkus. So hereby, we are authorizing you, this is all the organizations, the Chabad organization, as our agent to take bills, single bills, which is either $1 or 1 lira at the time, 1 shekel today, but it was lira or similarly, which is the coin of your country, and to designate it for the following purpose. Each one man or woman who has a connection to your institution, whether they're supporters, the leadership, etc., are able during the 24-hour period of the day of the Hilula, that's the 13th of Nisan, to buy from you as our agents one, only one, no more, dollar, one from the above dollars or liters, whatever it is, for an amount no less than double. That you have to at least give, if you get $1, you have to give at least two, and that would be for the income to the funding of the Keren HaMeir. And that way, you will be participating in the acts of the Keren HaMeir. Anyone who increases in the price and participation to give more than just one extra dollar, that is praiseworthy, as self-understood and obvious. However, the Rebbe says, there is nothing about, and this would be going contrary to the intent of here, that one person should get more than $1, or one than 1 liter, one than shtar, echad. The Rebbe further, suggestion further, that the students of the institutions of Temchet Mimim, Torah Semes, Achet Mimim, Ola Yosef Yitzchok, Beis Rivka, Beis Chana, Ola Torah, and the students of any Torah institution in general, who want to purchase these shtaris, as mentioned before, she'll pay no more than double. They can only give one extra dollar. And if they want to add more, they should add it in learning the teachings, the Torah of the Baal HaHilula. They should not give more than $1. And the Rebbe says that anybody who purchases, the men, the women, these dollars, these shtaris, it's on condition that anybody who has the ability to study Torah should, during the 24-hour period of the Yom HaHilula, study the teaching from the teaching of Baal HaHilula, at least one aspect in the revealed part of Torah and one aspect in Chassidus. And the women, in those matters that are fitting based upon the instructions of the Alter Rebbe in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perik Aleph, Sif Yudalit at the end. The Rebbe says, if somebody who they purchased or themselves or they purchased for them, and therefore they end up with more than one shtar, so certainly you will return the extra shtar, you will get the value, you'll get reimbursed for that shtar, because as mentioned before, there is nothing advantage at all in having extra. On the contrary, if you don't give back, then you don't have anything, even one, which is certainly Mikeren HaMeir, because there's only one shtar from Mikeren HaMeir. Now you're going to have two. You're not going to know which it is. The Rebbe says those who wish shall, this is the, I guess, the Hanohos Hameya, but I'm assuming that this is exactly what the Rebbe wanted them. That's why it's here, part of the letters of the Rebbe. Those who wish should, and the only the Rebbe can make all these conditions. The Rebbe says those who wish should add, should tell their name, should send along their name, including their mother's name, and they will be mentioned on the tziyon of the previous Rebbe, who is the replaced and the malam mokoim of the Baal HaHilul Tzemach Tzedek. This entire mission of shlichus that is meant is only until the end of the 24-hour period of the 13th of Nisan in Tavshin Chavav in 1966. Now, what does the leadership of the institution do with all the funds that they have brought in? So they should take all the money after deduction of the expenses with a list of all the names and bring it in to the Hanholas Keren Hameya of the United States and Canada and Tanhol Keren Hameya. In United States and Canada, they sell all the above to the Hanholas Keren Hameya Merkozis. That means the central leadership of this Keren, of this funding of Meya, that is in, that's by the Rebbe. But those who are outside, to send it to our representatives in who are representing us in this matter, as it's written on the bottom of this sheet, during the 24-hour period of the Yom HaHilula, but no later than Pesach festival. Our sages of blessed memory told us that you cannot change from one charity to another charity. And for sure, the Jewish people will not do anything wrong, even in such a way to take money from this for any other urgent matters. And in many cases, it's also rejected even not to borrow for a period of time from the tzedakah. You shouldn't even do that. And that's like in this case, and with more force, because this is all being done as an agent from the leadership of Keren Hameya. So if there is a loan, etc., then this entire mission is nullified from the beginning, and there is no authority, there's no force, and there's no meaning to all of the above. So therefore, that money should not be used even as a loan, with honor and blessing for success to strengthening and widening our institutions, and with blessings for a festival of Pesach Kosher V'Sameach signed by the Hanholas Keren Hameya. And it says with the bottom further that it was with the suggestion of the Rebbe that he emphasized that this is in addition for each and every one to participate in a proper Fabringen during the 24-hour period of the Yom HaHilula. So here you see, the Rebbe in the telegram just says Fabringen for Hilula Tzemach Tzedek. But on top of that, they brought in this whole idea of the Keren Hameya, which they raised the funds in order to publish and to spread out the teachings of and have people study the teachings of the Tzemach Tzedek, both in Nigla and Chassidus. And we read about the exact that they wanted $1 to be exchanged for how much everybody wants to, and the more the better. But the students were only allowed to add one. This all has to be done on the Yud Gimel, the Nisan, which is the 100th yahrzeit of the Yom HaHilula of the Tzemach Tzedek, and everything else should be forwarded either directly to the central leadership of the Keren Hameya, or to their representatives in the various different places and countries. And it's very amazing, interesting way, the way the Rebbe did it. And as mentioned inside, the Rebbe spoke about it in the Parshas Re'eh, so this was definitely authorized, and I'm assuming that this whole letter went through the Rebbe's approval, and the Rebbe looked it over and fixed it probably, and that's why it's here within the letters.